USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat reportedly being scrutinized by a congressional committee now for allegedly using his government security detail to run personal errands, including picking up his dog and fetching Chinese food. CNN is reporting that a whistleblower has been feeding the unnamed committee information about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for months, describing a pattern of alleged misbehavior. Diplomatic Security Service head Lon Fairchild denying any inappropriate requests have ever been made by Pompeo. President Trump's campaign and the Republican Party raising $105 million in the year's second quarter, giving the president a big edge over Democratic competitors as they've divided donors in the 2020 presidential race. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump with a warning to Iran about stockpiling enriched uranium. He was asked by reporters at the White House yesterday whether he had any message to the Iranian leaders about that.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Iran having confirmed yesterday it has stockpiled more enriched uranium than was allowed in a 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump says he will put the U.S. military on full display during July 4th celebrations, including even tanks along the National Mall.
Got to be pretty careful with the tanks because the roads have a tendency not to like to carry heavy tanks, so we have to put them in certain areas.
Meanwhile, the feds are warning Americans about possible domestic terrorism incidents over the 4th of July holiday. Arizona firefighters say the Woodbury wildfire has burned 123,000 acres east of Phoenix, but it's now 80% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
We told you earlier in the newscast about some fundraising news concerning the race for the White House in 2020. Some other news, though, the Democratic presidential contest looks to be wide open, according to a CNN poll that finds California Senator Kamala Harris jumping into second place now behind former Vice President Joe Biden, who does remain the front runner, but not by as much as in earlier polls. This poll was conducted after last week's Democratic debates. It now has Biden at 22%, Harris at 17%, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren coming in at 15%, and then Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders falling to 14%. Now, the governor of Arizona is canceling state tax incentives for Nike to build a factory in his state amid the Colin Kaepernick controversy, which continues. The Republican governor, Doug Ducey, tweeting that he's withdrawing financial incentives now that Nike has announced it's pulling shoes with an early American flag design because the former NFL player Kaepernick complained about them, telling Nike that he and others consider the so-called Betsy Ross flag offensive because it was flown at a time when slavery was common. Ducey said he's disappointed that Nike decided that Betsy Ross is unworthy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.